The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June 8th, 2021. I'm Lily Bolke. Scores of protesters have gathered in northern Minnesota in hopes of halting the Line 3 oil pipeline project. Native American activists and their allies want to stop construction as the work nears a final phase. Mike Moen reports.
Protesters say they're engaging in civil disobedience, including attempts to block a pumping station. Tribal attorney and indigenous rights activist Tara Hauska live-streamed from some of the events, noting the movement centers around protecting natural resources for tribal communities.
What's really important to us is our water, our lives, our children, our futures, the animals, the plants, the sacred all around us.
Organizers expected crowds of at least 1,500 people. The latest opposition efforts come amid an expected court ruling this month on a challenge to the state's approval of Line 3. The project is being carried out by Canada-based Enbridge Energy, which argues the move is needed because the existing line is aging, while adding that Line 3 creates thousands of jobs. Construction already is past the halfway point. I'm Mike Moen.
Arkansas enacted 20 restrictions on abortion during this year's legislative session, more than any other state. And a recent study shows restrictions such as these are helping to drive demand for abortion medication nationwide. More from Nadia Ramlagan.
The FDA approved the medication to be mailed to women during the pandemic. Karen Ricketts of the Arkansas Coalition for Reproductive Justice says mounting obstacles and the prospect of Roe v. Wade being challenged in an upcoming Supreme Court case have rural advocacy groups worried.
A lot of women don't get to make the decisions that best meet their needs or their family's needs because of these bills.
The ACLU of Arkansas and other groups filed a lawsuit last month against a law that bans abortion in all cases, except when the health of the mother is in danger. The law has no exception for rape or incest. It's been called the most restrictive abortion law in the country. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
A new study shows that climate change means Nevada summers will be longer and hotter in the coming decades, and that has big implications for water systems. Suzanne Potter has the story.
The study from the Water Utility Climate Alliance looked at the impact climate change will have on water utilities, including the Southern Nevada Water District. Kaylee Brooks with SNWA says the sunniest state in the nation will really begin to feel the heat.
We could see here in Las Vegas 5 months of above 100 degree temperatures by the end of the century. We currently experience a little over 2 months on average.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is PNS. Known for its efforts to break up unions in the Northwest, the Freedom Foundation is in hot water for its ties to far-right campaigns. Eric Tegetoff has more.
Founded 30 years ago in Washington state, the conservative think tank has focused on fighting mask requirements and other health measures during the pandemic. Peter Starzynski, head of Accountable Northwest, says the Freedom Foundation has pushed back against rules that helped slow the spread of COVID-19.
They've planted seeds of doubt about health protections like mask usage, social distancing.
The Freedom Foundation did not return a request for comment through email or by phone. In past statements, the group says mask rules violate people's First Amendment rights. The group has also sued Washington state over capital gains tax passed by the legislature this session.
The Center for Rural Affairs is now offering homeownership and home improvement loans in rural Nebraska. Eric Galatis has more.
Home ownership remains out of reach for many hardworking Nebraska families because of stagnant wages and lack of access to traditional mortgages. And Kim Preston with the Center for Rural Affairs says their new loan program aims to provide minority communities and low and middle income families an alternative path to buying or repairing a house. She says a lot of people say they want to relocate to small communities to raise a family or to bring their families back to the place where they grew up.
A lot of times the barrier is home ownership. The housing supply isn't there. The housing supply might need some rehab or some tender loving care, or the banks aren't able to assist with that small dollar product. And that's the niche we aim to fill.
In Nebraska, the home ownership rate for Latino residents is 42%, compared with 70% for non-Latino white residents. The program offers loans of $5,000 to $100,000 toward the purchase of a home or to help homeowners with renovation or emergency property repairs. I'm Eric Galatis.
Vacation season is here, and as more people get their vaccinations and the urge to leave town, health experts are advising people they still need to travel safely. Here's Diane Bernard.
Last week, the CDC eased its recommendations for mask wearing and social distancing for folks who are fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their last shot. But Lynn Paxton with the Fulton County Board of Health is concerned about people who aren't getting vaccinated and points out it's the best way to protect against getting COVID while traveling.
If you want to be safe to travel, get vaccinated. In addition, we should not be letting up on other basic prevention measures when traveling. And for example, it is the law that masks are required on public transportation, so that's planes, buses, trains.
She says people should not let their guard down even though coronavirus cases are falling.
This is Lily Bolke for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.